Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Arts Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
You know, I'm actually beginning a week off today, but I couldn't miss this. Drummer, producer, DJ, songwriter, let's just say it's musician Casa Overall, a Seattle native and Garfield High grad. He studied at Oberlin College, settled in New York about a decade ago, working in jazz as well as hip-hop and well, music. He's collaborated as a musician and producer with a variety of amazing artists like Ravi Coltrane, Vijay Iyer, Das Racist, and with the great pianist Jerry Allen's band. His own debut is due soon. Seattle's own Tim Kennedy and Evan Flory Barnes on keys and bass. One of my favorite trumpet players, newly relocated to the Los Angeles area, Mr. Theo Croker, is here. And he's actually had a lot of production done, dynamite production and drumming by Casa Overall on his recent record. Please welcome the Casa Overall Trio with Theo Croker.
Thank you.
Well, all right. Drummer, musician Casa Overall and his trio, plus Theo Croker on trumpet. Great to have you back in town, Casa. And there's the microphone. I would love to know, as you are a graduate of Garfield High and going back more than 3 or 4 years now, I wonder if you could tell us what your early musical experience in Seattle was like, how that prepared you for a career in jazz.
Man, so many ways to answer that question. The first one that comes to mind is a drum set in my living room in the house that I was born in. And my parents got my brother a drum set, my brother Carlos Overall. He plays saxophone now. And my parents got him a drum set around the time I was born. So he was playing drums. I was wearing diapers and trying to be like my brother. So it was a real head start into music for me, and you know, one thing led to another. Started taking drum lessons eventually. Robert Nat at Washington Middle School, all the, you know, Garfield, and you know, it was a natural process. But for me, it started so early and so naturally that it just I never really saw anything else as like a, you know, never took anything else more seriously. You know, I tried. I had a day job working at Safeco Field for 6 days, and I got fired on the seventh. So
get back to the drums.
Yeah, as soon as that happened, I realized how much we were getting paid per hour, and I put that against what I was getting at you know, playing at Tula's or little jazz gigs or playing on the street at folk like festival. As soon as I put the two and two together, I was like, man,
I'm out of here.
I'm going to just practice. So I'm still practicing.
Now, you've been in New York, as I said, for about 10 years, and that seems, as a Seattle guy myself, like a different planet. And I wonder if the transition was an easy one for you, or if you found it difficult to work yourself into the group of musicians over there?
It was easy and difficult. The easy part was I had somewhere to stay for $200 a month. So I was checking on a gig. I was trying to get a gig after college, and I kind of just showed up, you know, to like see about rehearsing and getting on some tours with some people. And I just had a family friend hook me up with a place to stay for $200 a month. So that was easy. And I've always had good luck with like different gigs or opportunities to pay the rent and stuff like that. So that was easy. The difficult part was the energy shift, you know what I mean? Being from Seattle and being from, you know, the trees and the water and just that whole thing. About 2 years living in New York, after about 2 years, I decided to move back for a few months. And that was just kind of like, it was just like, man, this energy is just too strong. You know, sitting on the subway and just everybody's just like, excuse me. Like, it's just like, man, I can't take this, you know? So that was a hard adjustment, you know, and when I came back to Seattle, it actually gave me some time to think about, like, the big picture, you know, because it was like, well, I've been preparing for this my whole life, and these opportunities are there, and there's no opportunities without, like, some type of tension or struggle. So I got some calls for some bigger things. Actually, I got called to play at the Village Vanguard with Jerry Allen when I was in Seattle, and I just kind of was like, what am I doing? Like, get out there.
Not everybody gets that call.
What are you doing, bro?
Right, right.
The Village Vanguard is calling you to play the drums, and you're like talking about like, no, I need to be by the water. I can't take the subway rides. So I came back, and I feel like after I did that, it was kind of cool. You know, yeah. I just kind of was like, word. And eventually my energy adjusted, and I also found ways to, you know, find nature within the city, you know, whether that's going up to a roof or getting inside a book or working out or whatever. I just realized that I had to be proactive about creating my own nature within the concrete jungle, so to speak.
Now, of all the names on your impressive resume of folks you've collaborated with, Jerry Allen's the one that stuck out to me. And I wonder if you could talk about working with Jerry Allen.
Well, that's the same for me, because Jerry Allen was the first person to take me to Europe. She was the first you know, like she was the first like heavy hitter to record me, and she taught me the ropes of everything when it comes to touring, playing, how to be a side man, how to like bring good energy to the gig, and just everything. You know, she really brought me into the game. And to be honest, I don't even think that I realized the kind of opportunity that I was being a part of until later, you know.
Right.
And I think about it now, I probably would, every time she was playing piano, I probably would have been like over her shoulder, like, could you show me that chord? Like, what's that chord? What are you doing? You know, and it was just kind of like, it just felt like a family member, you know? And so I didn't think to sop up every moment, you know, but I did get a lot from her, you
right.
know, and it's still, I feel like that tutelage that I got from her is still growing to this day, because I'm still checking her out and I'm still listening to the people that she checked out. And I'm hearing other people play stuff that she used to play. And I'm like, wait, that's a Jerry thing. You know, so it's a living relationship. It's an eternal kind of, you know, guru student vibe, you know. So, yeah.
What have you got for us next, Casa?
This is our version of A Love Supreme.
Right on, right on.
But it's just music. I couldn't even tell you what this is. I hope you like it.
All right, let's get into it. Casa Overall Trio.
Woo! Yeah.
This is celebration music right here. Shouts out to Tribe Called Quest too. Thank you.
Casa overall behind the drums, vocals, and producing with a trio plus Theo Croker at the trumpet, and that's Tim Kennedy, and Evan Flory Barnes at the keys and bass. Casa, as I've been talking about, you're a drummer and producer, and I understand you've been living with the technical knobs and electronic tools for a long time as well, since you were a young drummer. And I wonder if you can talk about melding those two sides of your musical personality as the guy who's programming beats and also making organic beats on drums.
Of course. That actually, that's a big subject.
Yeah.
But one thing that's very important about that is that I think it's important to mix everything you do together, especially if you're trying to find your voice, so to speak, or even just your own lane. You know what I mean? And I think for many years, I had my like rap world and rap persona beats life, and then over here I was on the other end, I was playing jazz gigs, and it just, looking back, it just seems so silly. It really just seems silly to me, you know. And I never thought to just bring the drums downstairs in the basement and sample them while I made a beat, you know, or whatever, you know. And I guess that maybe that just it takes the time to get to the place where you're comfortable doing that. To where you're like, in the jazz world, you're like, no, let me do some of this, you know, hip hop stuff. Let me do some electronic stuff. Or in the hip hop world, or around your peers in the moment, to be like, no, like, let's do some, you know, let's get different with the harmony, or let's not just, you know, conform to the moment as much. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it just took a lot of time to get there. And now I'm at that place now where I don't even really think about what I'm doing as far as those genre labels. You know, I just make something and then I think what can make it better. Mm-hmm. And I don't think whether it's electronic or acoustic or anything. I just try to make the best song,
right?
You know, and the last part of this little answer on a marketing level is very interesting too, because if you think about people's brains, you know, they really only have enough room for like one little spot for you. So if you say to a person, hey, my name is Joe, I'm a rapper, come check me out, and they're like, cool, and they come check, yo, let's go see my friend Joe, he's a rapper, let's check him out, da da da, they come, cool, then they go home, and then he like comes back next week, he's like, hey Joe, I'm Joe the jazz drummer, come to my show. And they're like, wait, we see you as a rapper, like, right. You're confusing us now. And I think that can it can be hard for marketing purposes and stuff. Like, I think it's good to just like go with something, you know, and be like, this is what I'm doing, you know. And I think that's connected to finding your own voice and just kind of a continuous flow of energy.
Now, I'm dying to ask you about the new record and how you put these two sides of your personality into your own music. Could you tell us a little bit about the details, the sound of the album? Are you writing all your own songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I take some other songs that have already been done. Like, I take a Chopin piece and I wrote some lyrics to it. And I recreated a Yusef Lateef cover of a love theme from Spartacus. And so it's not all original, but what I do is I do something original to it. So I might recontextualize something that's normally acoustic and add a loop in at the end, or try to find ways to connect jazz and hip hop in ways that are not as cliche. So the whole album started when I was on an airplane with Theo. We were touring with Dee Dee Bridgewater, I believe, probably, on one of these Europe tours. And I was trying to write a rap. And I had no beats on my phone to rap to write, you know, like an instrumental.
Yeah.
And I just had jazz because that's where I was at that moment. So I pulled up Ahmad Jamal's What's New ballad, because I always was like, man, that's like a hip hop beat. You know what I mean? Like, and so I started writing a rap to that ballad, and I just noticed that it was like, it was speaking to me because there was so much texture in the quote unquote beat. All this harmony, bass movement, you know what I mean? Brushes. Yeah. So I really started writing the lyrics connected to that, and it opened up a whole new thing. And I realized that you could rap to a ballad. You don't have to loop it and put a beat on it. You know, and then it's like, okay, well, if you could do that, how many other things can you mix from this huge world of jazz and hip hop that aren't a hip hop beat and a four measure jazz chord loop? You know what I mean? Which is kind of like the standard time tested, you know, all the way back Tribe, J Dilla, DJ Premier, all the way, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
But there's so many other elements, and me being a jazz musician, I know about these other elements, so I can like draw on it in other little ways. So that's kind of like the experiment, really.
I can't wait to hear this record. Could we say it's coming soon?
Yes, yeah, soon is a cool word, because you never know exactly what that means.
Right on.
But I will tell you this, I'm working as hard as I can to get it done ASAP. So soon.
We've got time for one more tune. I see Casa going over to the turntable, or not the turntable, the keyboards. I'm already on vacation, everybody.
Yeah, let's go.
Casa Overall Trio with Theo Croker live on 88.5 KNKX.
Part a pupil of your pupils that I poke apart, poker faces chases through this hopeless art, longitude and latitude couldn't keep us, past tense attitude couldn't teach us, you know I'm in a place that you never been, and you looking at me in my face like he could never win, the sad king sing like I never grin, but you got my soul feeling like I never sinned, now you know I'm not wanna go and tie a knot. Don't you go and lose a key trying to find a lock. Hey, 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 hey. Don't you go and lose a key trying to find a lock. Hey, 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 hey. Don't you go and lose a. Hey. Cause what's a broken heart but an open heart? I heard every word except the spoken part. A pupil of your pupils that I poke apart. Poker faces chases through this hopeless art. Longitude and latitude couldn't keep us. Past tense attitude couldn't teach us. You know I'm in a place that you never been, and you looking at me in my face like he could never win. The sad king sing like I never grin, but you got my soul feeling like I never sin. Now you know I'm not one to go and tie a knot. Don't you go and lose a key trying to find a lock. Hey, 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 hey. Don't you go and lose a key trying to find a lock. Hey, 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 hey. Don't you go and lose a. Don't you go and lose a key. Don't you go and lose a key trying to find a lock. Trying to find a lock. Don't you go and lose a key trying to find a lock. Why you trying to find a lock? You can't find a lock. Hey, don't you lose a key trying to find a lock. Losing me, find a lock. Who is we? We is that. We be that, we be that. Trying to find a lot. Hey, 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 hey. Thank you.
Thank you.